Welcome back to the Hustle Movement podcast, where we break down the hottest business trends and those entrepreneurial opportunities that are really making waves.
It's all about the hustle.
It is all about the hustle. And today, we're diving deep into a sport that's, well, honestly, it's exploding in popularity right now.
It is.
And we're talking about padel. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay. So for anyone who's not familiar, think of it kind of like a fast-paced mix of tennis and squash.
Yeah. But way easier to learn.
And it's super social.
It is.
But here's the thing that I find really, really interesting. It's not just a game.
No, definitely not.
It's a serious business opportunity with huge potential. Like, we're talking globally, over 25 million people already play this.
It's crazy. And the growth is insane. Like 20 to 30% more courts are being installed every year.
I mean, you see them popping up everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
So we're going to break down how this business actually works, where the money's made, and how you might be able to get a piece of the action.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, why is padel blowing up like this?
Well, one of the really cool things is it's not just for, like, young, super athletic people.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all sorts of people playing this.
It's for everyone. All ages, all skill levels. You can pick it up pretty quickly and start having fun. And that makes it super social, right? You're not struggling to learn for ages.
Makes sense. So that means the market is huge.
Massive.
Yeah. Okay. So we know it's fun. It's social. But let's get down to business.
Yeah.
When we talk about the padel business, what are we actually talking about?
So a padel club isn't just about renting out courts, right?
Right.
It's like a whole entertainment hub.
So where's the money made? Where does it all start?
Okay, so your core revenue stream, like the bread and butter, is going to be court rentals.
Obviously.
But then you've got your membership programs, right? To build that loyalty and get that recurring income.
Sort.
And then you've got lessons and coaching for people who want to improve their game.
Yeah, because people are always looking to level up their game, especially in a sport like this.
Absolutely. And you know what else? Tournaments.
Ooh, tournaments.
Tournaments are huge. They bring in a bigger audience. They create a buzz, and they're really exciting.
So you get that sense of community as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And of course, you can't forget retail.
Oh, yeah. The gear.
Selling rackets, balls, apparel, all the padel swag.
Oh, everyone loves new gear.
Always. Those extra sales can really boost your profits.
They can. So we've talked about those core revenue streams.
Mm-hmm.
But are savvy club owners doing even more?
Oh, yeah. Smart entrepreneurs are always looking for ways to make extra cash. They're thinking beyond just the game.
Okay. I like where this is going. Give me some examples.
Well, food and beverage sales are huge. People are going to want to refuel after a match.
Makes sense. They're already there. Why not?
Exactly. And then you've got sponsorships.
Oh, yeah. Sponsorships.
Local businesses, even bigger brands, they're eager to be associated with this up-and-coming sport. It's a great way to reach their target audience.
It is.
And don't underestimate the power of renting out your facilities. Think corporate events, parties. You know, people love a good padel party.
So there's a lot of potential there.
Oh.
But we have to address the elephant in the room. Starting any business costs money. What kind of upfront investment are we looking at for a padel club?
Let's break it down. So first, you've got court construction. Now, this can vary, but you're probably looking at something between, say, $20,000 to $50,000 per court.
Per court,
yeah. And that really depends on whether it's indoor or outdoor.
Okay, so I'm assuming indoor courts, you know, offering year-round play, that's got to be more expensive.
Oh, for sure. Weather plays a huge role in cost. Then you've got the actual facility build-out itself.
Right, right.
So that's your reception area, changing rooms, maybe a pro shop, maybe even a little cafe. That could easily add another $30,000 to $100,000.
To the total cost.
To the total, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you've got equipment, right? Balls, rackets, maintenance tools. You're looking at maybe another $10,000 to $20,000 there.
And I imagine marketing and launch costs are no joke, especially when you've got competition.
Oh, absolutely. Got to get the word out. So factor in another, I don't know, $5,000 to $10,000 for initial marketing and advertising.
And then you've got licensing and permits.
Right. Those are going to vary depending on where you are, but they could be anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000.
So if we add all that up, we're looking at a pretty substantial investment. Roughly, what, $100,000 to $300,000 to get a padel club up and running?
That's a pretty realistic estimate. But here's the thing. It's important to remember that this is a business, not just a hobby.
Yeah, we're talking serious money here. But if done right, The potential return on investment is huge, right?
Absolutely. It can be incredibly lucrative. We've seen well-managed padel clubs generating annual returns of 50 to 100%.
Wow, that's amazing.
But location, operational efficiency, and the market, they all play a role. So it's not just about throwing money at it.
You've got to be smart about it. So let's say you've got the capital, you're ready to go. What are some strategies, some key things that club owners can do to really stand out, especially in a market that might be getting crowded?
That's a great question, and it's something every club owner should be thinking about.
Yeah.
One of the first things is technology integration. Online booking systems, mobile apps, maybe even performance analytics for players. Consumers, they expect convenience and a smooth experience.
Yeah, everyone wants things to be easy and accessible.
Exactly. But it's not just about tech.
Right.
Building a strong sense of community, that's key. You know, hosting social events, tournaments, workshops.
Yeah.
Anything that makes people feel connected. Because at the end of the day, padel is a social sport.
Definitely. And I bet people would love those premium memberships, you know, the ones with exclusive perks and benefits.
Oh, totally. Private coaching sessions, access to VIP facilities. It's a great way to create that exclusivity and generate recurring revenue.
It is. And here's something I've been seeing more of, incorporating eco-friendly practices.
Oh, absolutely.
So things like sustainable courts, recycling programs, showing that you're a responsible business that cares about the environment.
I think it's a really smart move because consumers are becoming more and more conscious of those things.
Yeah, they definitely are.
It's a win-win for the business and for the planet.
I love that. So we've got technology, community, premium offerings, sustainability, and of course, marketing.
Right. Marketing is essential.
How do you get people in the door?
Especially in today's digital age, you need a strong online presence. Social media, Google ads, influencer partnerships, you name it.
It's all about getting your name out there and reaching your target audience.
And don't underestimate the power of local partnerships.
Local partnerships.
Working with schools, fitness centers, local businesses. It's a great way to build relationships and expand your reach.
And let's not forget about hosting tournaments. That's got to be a great way to create buzz and attract a wider audience.
Oh, for sure. Tournaments are always a good idea. But even with all this potential, there are challenges.
Right. No business is without its hurdles. What are some of the things that aspiring padel club owners should be aware of?
Well, one of the biggest ones is market saturation.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. So too many clubs popping up in one area.
Exactly. Especially in places where padel's popularity is just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
You could have a lot of competition.
So you really got to differentiate yourself.
You do. And then there's the high upfront costs. We talked about that. It takes a significant amount of capital to get started. And that can be a barrier for a lot of people.
It is a barrier, definitely.
And another challenge, especially for outdoor clubs, is seasonality.
Yeah, in colder climates, that's a big one.
Your revenue can be unpredictable. You got to plan accordingly.
Definitely. And then just the ongoing demands of running a business, maintaining the facilities, managing staff, keeping customers happy. That's a lot to handle.
It is. It's no small feat. But you know what? Despite all that, the padel industry is evolving and some really cool trends are emerging.
Okay, tell me more.
One of the biggest ones is the rise of indoor padel clubs. You get year-round play regardless of the weather.
That makes so much sense. You're eliminating that seasonality problem.
Exactly. We're also seeing these hybrid fitness models where padel clubs are combined with gyms or wellness centers. It's a smart way to diversify your offerings.
Yeah, it's catering to a wider audience, those who want the full fitness experience.
And we can't forget about the younger generation. There's a growing emphasis on youth training programs.
Oh, definitely. Investing in the next generation of padel players.
Exactly. It's essential for the sport's future. Plus, you know, those kids might become the champions of tomorrow.
I love it. So the future of padel seems pretty bright, filled with opportunity and innovation.
It's an exciting time to be involved in the sport, that's for sure. And there's so much more to explore. And one area where we're seeing a lot of that innovation is in digital enhancements.
Well, yeah, we talked about smart courts and those performance analytics earlier. But
it goes so much further.
Yeah.
Imagine interactive training programs, virtual tournaments, even personalized coaching based on player data.
I mean, that's like taking the video game experience and bringing it to life on the padel court.
Exactly. And it could be huge for making padel even more engaging, more accessible.
Definitely.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about the business side of padel.
Yeah.
But what about the players themselves?
The players.
Yeah, the ones who dream of going pro. Do you think padel can be a viable career path?
That's a good question. I mean, it's definitely becoming more and more possible.
Right.
As the sport grows, the prize money is increasing,
Yeah.
sponsorships are getting bigger, professional tours are attracting more people.
And it's not just a hobby anymore. It's becoming a real career path for those with the talent and the dedication.
Of course, like any pro sport, it takes incredible skill, hard work, and a little bit of luck. But the opportunities are there.
They are. We're actually seeing more and more players making a living from padel.
That's really inspiring. It's great to see a sport that's not just fun, but also offers potential career paths for those who are truly passionate about it.
I know, it's so cool. And as padel continues to grow, I think we'll see even more opportunities emerge, both for players and for entrepreneurs.
So it's a good time to be involved with Padel.
For sure.
You know, you mentioned community earlier, and it seems like it's really a recurring theme in any successful Padel business.
It's at the core of what makes padel so special. It's that social element that sets it apart.
It does.
When you step onto a padel court, you're not just playing a game, you're connecting with people, building relationships, sharing a passion for something. And it's about so much more than winning or losing.
Right.
It's about that shared experience, the camaraderie, the sense of belonging.
And those are things worth celebrating.
Definitely. It's what makes padel more than just a sport. It's a lifestyle, it's a community, it's a movement.
I love that.
Yeah.
A movement.
And as padel continues to grow, I believe it has the potential to play an even bigger role in promoting health and wellness on a global scale. It's accessible to people of all ages and fitness levels, and its social nature can be especially appealing to people who maybe wouldn't feel comfortable joining a traditional gym or fitness class.
It's a great way to get active and you don't feel intimidated. And let's not forget those mental health benefits.
Oh, for sure.
Exercise is great for your mood. And then you add the social interaction of padel. That just takes it to another level.
I know. It's a chance to de-stress, to have fun, to connect with people, and you get a fantastic workout at the same time.
It's a win-win for both your physical and mental well-being. And as we become more aware of the importance of holistic health, I think Padel is in a perfect position to become a major player in that wellness movement.
It really is. It nourishes both your body and your soul.
I love that. So we've covered so much in this deep dive, the business opportunities, the challenges, the emerging trends, and the potential impact on society. It's clear that Padel is more than just a game. It's transforming the way we think about sports, business, and even our own well-being.
It's been a fascinating journey exploring all these different facets of padel, and hopefully this has inspired our listeners to learn more about it, maybe even give it a try.
And who knows, maybe some of our entrepreneurial listeners are already brainstorming ways to become part of this exciting industry.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
Before we wrap up, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on something we haven't really delved into yet. We've talked about the potential financial gains for club owners and players, but what about the broader impact on society? How do you see Padel contributing to our overall health and wellness, especially in this increasingly digital world?
That's a really great question. In a world where we're constantly bombarded with screens and technology, padel offers a chance to unplug, get active, and really connect with other people face to face.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that real-world experiences matter, and it provides this amazing platform for building those human connections that we all need.
It forces you to put down your phone,
Yeah.
step away from the screen, and be present in the moment. And not just present, but actively engaged with others.
Exactly. And that engagement goes beyond simply hitting a ball back and forth. You have to strategize with your partner, communicate effectively, celebrate those wins together. You support each other through the tough moments. It's about building real bonds, both on and off the court.
It's about those genuine connections.
Yes. And often those bonds extend beyond the game. Padel clubs become these vibrant social hubs.
They do.
People gather after their matches, they organize tournaments, they form friendships. It's this amazing sense of community that transcends age, skill level, background, everything.
I love that. It's like a microcosm of society brought together by this shared love for Padel.
That's a perfect way to put it. And as padel continues to grow, I think it has the potential to make an even bigger difference in promoting health and well-being worldwide.
I agree.
It's a sport that's accessible to almost everyone, regardless of age or fitness level. And that social aspect, it can be so appealing to people who might feel a bit intimidated by traditional gyms or fitness classes.
It's a fun, engaging way to get active without that pressure or judgment.
For sure. And let's not forget about the mental health benefits. Exercise, no matter what kind, It's a proven mood booster. And when you combine that with the social interaction inherent in Padel, it adds this whole other layer of positivity.
You get to de-stress, have fun, connect with others, and you get a great workout.
It's a win-win situation.
It is. And as we become more aware of the importance of that holistic approach to health, I think Padel is uniquely positioned to become a leading force in that movement.
Absolutely.
So we've explored a lot today, the incredible growth of Padel, the business opportunities it offers, the challenges that come along with it, and the impact it can have on individuals and even society as a whole.
It has been a fascinating journey, really diving deep into the world of Padel. I hope it's inspired our listeners to want to learn more, maybe even step onto the court themselves.
And for our listeners who are always looking for the next big thing, this could be it. Padel is a sport with massive potential, both as a game and as a business.
It's true. It really is.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with this. As Padel keeps growing, as it keeps evolving, how will you become a part of it?
Yeah.
Will you be a player, a fan, an entrepreneur, maybe all of the above? The choice is yours.
That is a fantastic question to end on. I am definitely feeling inspired to get out there and try Padel for myself.
You should.
And for our listeners who are all about that hustle, this deep dive has shown that Padel is way more than just a sport.
Oh, yeah.
It's a booming industry with incredible potential.
Absolutely. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an investor, or just someone looking for a fun, rewarding activity, Padel's got something for everyone.
It does. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Hustle Movement Podcast. Until next time, keep hustling, keep exploring, and who knows, maybe we'll see you on the paddle court.